Hi, something I thought of doing on audiobook, for those with iPhones particularly, although some of the apps might actually work for the Android phones as well, I'm not sure, was to start doing maybe little features on particular apps that I've got and use on my iPhone. And it might be a great way of informing people about apps that are available they might not have tried. And other people could do the same, and you could end up sort of with new ideas for apps that you'd like to buy or get free or whatever. I don't know what people think to that. I just thought it might be a good thing to do to help each other. And good recommendations, apps that we are using. So, with the sort of thought of that, how do people feel? Would people think that's a great idea or not? Give me a shout back by Audioboo or Twitter or Facebook and let me know. And if people are all up for it and would like to, you know, I'll start the ball rolling by doing a feature on an app that I use on my iPhone, and maybe we could get some real good info going around for people so that they can sort of try new things. It's just something that Audioboo could be really useful for. I mean, being an app itself, of course, but you know about that to be using it. And those who don't, I'm sure we could do an app about Audioboo for those who are listening on Facebook and who haven't tried it. But what do people think? Do you think it's a good idea? And if so, then I'll happily start the ball rolling with some of the apps that we use here so that people can sort of learn about them and decide whether they're for them or not. And hopefully other people will do the same. Just a sort of throwing a thought in there to see what people think.